This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. Watch this or listen.
Mm-hmm. Say it. Put it. Say it in.
Do
the
it
camera.
Now. Right
say
now. Do it.
This podcast is brought to you and empowered by Sunday Cool.
Why does everyone say empowered?
Why?
I said and empowered.
No.
That was one
you
more.
You said empowered.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. Observe it with your eyes or allow it in your ears.
Whoa.
Dang. That's never happened before.
That's like poetry right there.
I don't know. I understand how you do that with your mouth. It sounds so pretty when your words come out.
He's a poet, isn't he?
Observe.
He's a witch burning.
Or take it in.
He's a witch.
Burn him!
Hey everybody, thank you for watching. We're going to be getting right back to Ninjas the Butterflies real quick, but want to show you around and give you a little bit of a tour of what we're doing here at Sunday Cool. So, everyone's very hard at work. We're actually almost into our busy season. So we got a lot of people over here chilling, quality control, making sure everything is as beautiful and remarkable as we want it to be. The better Carl, the cooler Carl, right here, baby.
Yes.
And then after everything's done printing, we box everything up and then we ship it to you. 72-hour turnaround after art approval. That means as soon as your art is done, you say it's good to go. Within 72 hours, it's on its way to you. Come on, let's come inside.
All right, this is our sales department over here.
Art people right here, very talented art crew. And there's M. You'll meet the other 25 letters of the alphabet later. Let's see what Josh is up to. There he is. There he is, guys. Are you ready, I guess, to get back to the pod? What's up?
Back to the show!
Have you seen that thing? It was on TikTok, and it was like, it's one of those, like, what a lie that sounded. It said, your babies will be messed up. This, that, whatever. And then it's a picture of two people kissing.
Oh, no.
On their wedding day, and it said, what a lie. And they're literally twins.
Like first twins?
Like in utero.
No,
holding
no.
Hands.
Don't do that.
It really happened. Josh and I, remember we were looking through
it? Isn't that illegal in most states?
It was,
most
I guess.
Most states.
Only in Missouri.
I guess they got some kind of exemption because what happened was they were split up at birth by like their parents. And then they met each other by circumstance and something. And
Wait.
Not
you
circumstance.
You said they were split up at birth.
Separated at birth.
Yeah, but why would they be? They were cousins. Why were they separated
they were
at birth?
Twins.
They're twins. Oh.
Double down on the question.
These people.
Twins.
Like Danny DeVito.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, exactly. Twins.
And they love each other and they got married and stuff by some exemption and they have children with one another.
There's no way.
You think God would just be like, I meant you guys to meet each other so you guys could become brother and sister.
Exactly.
That's what I meant that for.
And I'm just wondering, is that...
Wait, wait. Who gave her away?
Is it conceded to marry yourself?
Who gave her away?
Possibly. Maybe a little selfish. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. You're like, I'm so dope, I'll marry myself.
I mean, we're biological.
I mean, if I could, I'm a catch.
It's a thing that we marry the people we look alike. It's a lot of people do in society. It's a way of keeping your genetic pool going on. It's like something we're biologically engineered to do.
The president actually
so why,
wrote
so why
me a letter
is Lily
in high school.
Attracted to Josh then?
There's a story.
Right?
Her beard is horrible.
Yeah.
It's coming in though.
I moved the table for the emergency podcast and it's not right anymore. And
what do you mean?
There's something, it's not right.
It's too close to you.
I know, but I thought before it was too far.
Is it tilted maybe?
Did the guy ask
mine
his
feels
dad?
A little bit.
For permission
too close
to marry
to me,
her?
Maybe.
Oh,
so maybe it needs to go that way.
I can imagine that they did it a little unorthodox.
Hey, Dad, I got a question for you. Can I marry my sister?
Oh, gosh.
I love that we're starting off the podcast with this.
Wait, this is recorded? Topic.
Yeah, this is all. We're already started.
Yeah.
We've been recording for like 25 minutes now.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You just said a lot of incriminating things.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Ninjas of Butterflies. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Kyle.
Kyle Gray.
Hey.
Kyle Gray.
Middle name 50 Shades.
No.
Oh, sorry, bad joke.
Wow.
Sorry.
Too soon, no. Andy.
Too soon.
Kyle Gray is our dearest friend. All of our godfathers.
That's right.
All right. You come to me on the day of my podcast.
Was that good?
Yeah, that was really good.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
That's Robert De Niro, right?
Yeah.
What? Yep. Yes. Yes. Yep. Of course.
Robert Downey.
With marbles.
Jr. Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Godfather.
Hey, Gal. Welcome.
Hey. Thanks. I feel so welcome.
Do you?
I do.
It's been a long time coming.
Listen, I mean, I've only been begging to be on this thing for how long?
Well, you had to prove yourself.
I know.
And
you got to.
We were waiting on it, and it never happened. So we're just like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Make-A-Wish reached out to us and said, "Hey, we have this kid who's really loving the podcast, and we'd love for you if you could come on the podcast and be a guest." And we're like,
"Wow."
We guess. How much time does he have? Can we have time to think about it?
I don't think you can joke about that.
No, sure. Not all the kids that make. I didn't realize
technically
this.
You can joke about anything.
Not all the kids that make
this
a wish
podcast
are terminal.
It's true.
So it's like you don't have to be dying. We could just be making your wish because we're good people. And that's what I choose to believe because we're good people.
Oh.
So I had one of my youth kids last night or two nights ago at youth group said, "Hey, Pastor Kyle, I found you on a video." And they found that old Bible dating app.
Oh, yeah, the video.
But she started talking about it. You're on like a dating video. I'm like, no.
Nicholas, no, like, excuse me?
Not at all.
Time out.
Hold up.
Kyle, do you want a song?
Wait.
I do.
What?
We're still in the introduction. I wanted to talk about his t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Look how OG that is.
Yeah, that's like one of the first Sunday Cool shirts that we printed.
It actually is the very first one.
And it used to say better than bacon.
It does.
Oh, it's a little faded now.
You want to get close?
We actually sent it to someone one time and they
were vegan?
Refused. They said, "I need another shirt. I'm sending this back," because they're vegan.
Wow.
They got it for free?
Wait. But yeah. Hold up.
Interesting.
But how would they know it wasn't better than bacon? If they're vegan, they've never had bacon.
Exactly.
It's true.
And we're condoning eating bacon.
Right. You're saying this is better.
We're condemning.
Condemning. Yeah.
Condoning.
Condoning.
What's condoning?
Condoning means I like this. I'm putting my stamp of approval on it.
That's what I meant.
You're condoning eating bacon. You're saying no. We're saying bacon, not even close, is good as what we're doing.
No, I'm saying bacon is better than what we're doing. I meant condoning.
They're basically opposites.
Yeah.
Yeah. To accept and allow the behavior is considered.
Did you even go to school?
Wrong.
Nope.
Golly, dude. Wow. No words.
Wow.
No words.
Hey, I would like a song. Right now, I feel like the appropriate thing would be to have a song.
Okay. And Kyle, if you feel like you need to jump into the song too.
Absolutely.
Please.
Done.
Feel free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turning on. I need you up here. I need you up here. You're down here. I need you up here.
Okay.
Ninjas on butterflies, can't you see it with your eyes? Yeah. Episode 83, sitting down, I really gotta pee. Yeah. Ninjas are butterflies, I can't believe. I don't know what to sing about. Bigfoots, aliens, government spies, we'll cover it all. Yeah, we'll cover it all. Ooh. Ninjas are butterflies. Ninjas.
What are they?
Are butterflies.
Yes, they are.
Ninjas are butterflies.
In costume.
Ninjas are butterflies. Butterflies, yeah. Ooh.
Flying high in the sky, ninjas are butterflies. Bigfoot poop, ninja poop, everyone gotta poop. Ooh.
Sometimes I have dreams about being a ninja. Ooh. And then I wake up and realize it's not true.
Ooh.
So I go back to sleep until I have deeper dreams. And those dreams then they become true in my life. Cause I'm ninjas of butterflies, baby.
Wow. Wow.
Nice job, fellas.
Wow.
Welcome to the show.
Believe it or not, we did not rehearse that.
I know. That's crazy to believe.
Believe it or not, we practiced that 20 times before we started rolling the cameras.
Okay. Come on. Don't give away all the secrets. Hey, I hold up.
Okay.
You did not say the phrase that pays.
What?
This podcast is brought to you and powered by...
No.
We don't do that.
Don't come up. Don't come in here.
Don't come in here and start directing us like we don't know what we're doing, Kyle.
You know what? I will, Josh.
We do this in a proper order, okay, Kyle? And you're going to figure it out why.
Welcome to the show!
Goodness gracious.
And that's a wrap, everybody.
All right.
But everyone, please be quiet.
Okay.
Because this question that we have today...
Oh, no.
It's a doozy. It's a question that condones a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In a negative light.
Oof. Didn't know that was possible.
Yep. Lily, please.
Seriously. Okay, fine.
Hey, guys.
Cut her mic.
Today's question. Sent in by a viewer. Is asthma a choice?
Is asthma a choice?
Is asthma
yes.
a choice?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
I thought that was like that's a softball question. I thought it was difficult. Doozy? No. Yes, of course asthma is a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I have family members, and I know that when they wake up, they choose that day and in that moment if I'm going to have asthma or not, and it's clearly a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lil?
No, asthma is not a choice.
Well, can you expand on
I'm
that?
I'm choosing to have asthma right now.
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah, can tell us what... Hold on. I didn't think she was going to say that.
Yeah, because we thought that was a pretty obvious thing. Like, the viewer sent in that question. We're like, I mean, we'll answer it, I guess, but it's simple.
When you said it was a doozy, I was like, yeah, but oh, not this one.
What do you mean it's not a choice?
Yeah, what do you mean it's not a choice,
Andrew knows it's a choice.
It's a condition that people have.
Whoa!
Whoa. Are you victimizing people who choose to have asthma?
No.
A condition?
Condition? What does that even mean? That's like, what is that?
It affects a lot of things though, like they can't run very far.
What the?
Now you're limiting all these people?
So wait, if I'm getting this right, Andy and Kyle and Andrew, Lily thinks that people with asthma are incapable of doing anything?
No.
Yeah,
and that they're
like
not choosing that, but they were born to not do anything?
Yeah, I guess that's what it sounds like to me.
Lily.
Right from the horse's mouth.
This is terrible.
I'm sorry.
Well, you guys heard it here first. Lily hates people with asthma.
No.
Ow.
Wow.
Welcome to the show!
I can't breathe.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
children. I said empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
My wife has asthma. You hate her?
Really?
Yeah.
Nicola.
I held my breath.
Nicola!
No!
Nicola.
I have no idea if my skin tone changes color, but I held my breath from the moment I hit the inhaler.
Dude, I was going to say he looked red. Like, I'm like...
He was like going... The question continued. I was like, I'm about to let go of this.
So what's new, kids?
Kids. Yeah. Hey guys, Kyle Gray.
Hey,
tell us a little bit about yourself. Let everyone, all the audience, we have 10 million people are watching right now.
10 million, yep. And one, because now my wife is watching.
Time. Was she boycotting this whole podcast?
Was. Well, because of Lily's view on asthmatics.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean,
yeah. I appreciate that.
It matters.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm a camp director with an organization called Word of Life. And we have summer camp, winter camp. We actually started two remote camps.
Wow.
We started one in Ohio for 2 weekends.
Not real.
And then out, well, it's not, but it's a fantasy land. So
true.
It's kind of like Never Never Land.
So they just they learn how to work a remote or something?
It's in metaverse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then in California.
The camps are remote controlled?
The people are remote controlled at the camps because, again, Matrix, we're all in a simulation.
Okay. You said remote. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's so fun. How do I get to go to California?
Lily,
for camp?
You can absolutely go to camp. Come
what
on.
Is this, what is this, a plug? I got to go to warlife.com and you just sign up.
No, it's actually.
That sounds so neat.
Yeah. No, it's fun. I'm still waiting for the day that I can book Josh to come and speak.
Well,
that will never happen.
Josh, you say that, but you also said you would never go down what we call the penguin slide, which is our tube water slide into a vat of cold water.
And I did that.
You've done that multiple times.
How many thousands of pounds of ice?
I did it once.
3,000 pounds of ice.
I've only done it once. Because the last time I went, remember I chickened out? I said, I can't do it.
Yeah, he chickened out.
Listen, when we first started dating, he conveyed to me in a very serious way that one of his biggest fears ever is cold water.
Yeah.
This is pre-penguin
slide. 6 inches of cold water.
Do you condone that?
Do I condone your fear.
I condemn it.
Everybody's scared of something.
Something. You're just scared of owls, ice cold water. What else?
Bears.
Bears. For sure. Irrational fear, by the
UFOs?
Way.
UFOs.
Spiders.
Not scared of UFOs.
You know what he's not scared of? Being electrocuted.
Nope.
He's so brave.
Dude, I unfortunately had a friend that died from electrocution.
Really?
Yeah. Super sad. Literally, wow. It was like a live wire that was out in the field. It was a down fence.
Oh, horrible.
Kid on a mission trip.
Oh, that's horrible. Where?
So sad. It was in like Brazil, South America somewhere.
Oh my god. Yeah,
really made this a fun conversation.
Yeah. So
start to the show.
Everyone talk about one person that they've lost in their life.
Yeah, one traumatic death. Kyle, I think that your job in particular is one of the most important jobs entire planet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Husband to my wife. Yeah, and I think that Josh's job in your life is one of the most important jobs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Aww. Let's not do this.
Boring.
And Andrew, I think your job. And hey, Andy, how you doing? It's good to see you. No, thank you. I appreciate it. It's fun. Listen, I love doing it. Never thought I'd end up being a camp director, but this will be my 10th summer. Wow. As the camp director this summer, so really.
Kyle is intoxicating watching on stage.
Yeah,
whether he's warming up people or preaching, it's
because I learned physical hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And so
okay,
yeah.
Every camp speaker has a thing. What's your thing?
So my
he has too many.
I do. Yeah. My students make fun of me. I did not realize I did this.
Okay.
But when we present the gospel and then give an opportunity for students to respond to the gospel, yeah. I like to try to have like a connection moment with them first before we ask them to come forward or give them the opportunity to come forward. And so I'll have them look up at me and I'll say, hey, did you make a decision with us tonight? And supposedly I say, man, that's awesome.
You do.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah. And so for my 40th birthday, my wife, through you guys, made shirts that say, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't even realize it until my students would sit out in the crowd and look at me and go, and I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah, Kyle would literally preach, and then it would be like 300 kids would come to Christ, and then suddenly, so you'd, for the next 30 minutes, all you'd hear,
man, that's awesome.
Man, that's awesome. Stand up.
At this point, I can't say it. I have to like go in, but then I have to say it because I know some of them are on the edge of their seats. When's he going to say?
You should change it up. Be like, hot dog.
Hot diggity dog.
Here we go. Hot dog.
Got another one, Lord.
Here we go. We were talking about things that scare us.
Yes.
Oh. There is a thing that scared our entire family that happened a couple months ago.
Okay.
Ada had this book, and it had these little buttons on it.
Color buttons.
You want to tell a story?
No.
Do you want to interrupt him?
That felt so aggressive. It was like it would be a fire truck, and it'd say red, and you hit it, it goes, red.
Mm-hmm.
Plant. Green.
Yeah.
And it was like a month or so ago, right? Maybe 2 months ago.
Oh yeah.
Ada, we were putting her to sleep and the book just kept on going black, 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 black.
Cool.
Black, black, black. And we're like, bro, what the heck? And I'm like hitting it.
Yeah.
And it's like black, 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 black. And it was like super weird and like it just was so creepy. I literally brought it outside that night and put it in the fire pit and burnt it.
So you're into book burning.
And it went...
That's what... literally, you're describing like so many horror movies where it's like it's just going to be on your doorstep the next day.
And it said...
Yeah.
said, thank you, Josh, for free.
Yeah. Now I'm free. Now you're free. Just, and that's how the world ends.
It's just...
Dude, children's toys coming to life is the scariest thing.
Yeah.
The tickle, I've told it on here before, but the Tickle Me Elmo that woke us up in the middle of the night, just laughing in the closet. Yeah.
The Furbies that would like learn things and repeat them back to you. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Were Furbies the first AI?
Possibly.
It is possible.
Or the Antichrist?
They did listen to you. Mm. They were the first Siri and Alexa that listened to you.
Oh. Anyway, the other night, the Mickey book went off.
Yeah.
Well,
all by itself.
Of course it's Mickey. It's Disney. Oh, boy.
Every time you burn a book, a new one comes to life.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's some weird... We're on... Like, our land is on something.
No.
Well, someone died in your house, dude.
Yeah.
Of old age.
Right.
No. It doesn't matter. Right. Does not matter.
Because he had a heart attack because he saw something.
No!
As the book spoke to him.
Scary.
But we pray over that house a lot.
Yeah, we do.
That's good.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, I was just going to like, we just need to start feeding. What if the ding dong happened to your house? Someone ding donged my house, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Like someone literally ding dong ditched my house. I just didn't think about that.
So if any of you guys watching this remember about the ding dong bandit, last weekend.
Yeah, when I was gone. When my kids were gone, it was just me at the house, which made it even more creepy. And I still think one of you guys are up to it or know about it.
I promise to God.
Literally no idea.
I came home from work, I believe. It was a work day. Come home from work, and there's a
it was a weekend because we were at Disney.
Oh, it was a weekend?
Yeah,
Saturday. Okay, so I was...
We weren't at Disney.
Yes, we were.
Wow.
Yeah, you were. 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I couldn't go.
Tell him. Tell him, Lil.
So I get home, and there's literally just a plastic sack hanging against my doorknob. When I get there, I'm like, oh, someone just dropped something off. And I look inside. It's a box of ding-dongs.
Weird.
Ripped open, and there's like four or five or something like that.
So they
still
had
in
one.
There.
Well, the person got hungry.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They probably just like, they're like, I'm going to go prank Andy, but I got hungry on the way.
Whoever did it.
Literally just laying on my house. So I'm either think it's John or one of you guys or somebody.
Which is full circle back to that ding dong bandit.
Or someone knows where I live.
That, which is even
that's
creepier.
Scary.
That's scary.
Yeah. You said you got ding dong ditched as well? Or that was
no, they put the ding dongs and they left.
It's their version of ding dong ditching.
Gotcha.
Literal form.
Gotcha.
So I dated this girl in high school. And when I went to college and she went to college, we broke up. And but we had exchanged rings, you know, in high school, you do the whole thing. If she had my ring, I had her ring. And at Christmas time, when I saw her, she gave me my ring back, which is fine. You know, whatever. We were broken up. It wasn't until that summer I get this letter from her. But the one corner is ripped out.
What?
And I'm like, what in the world is this? And I open up the letter and I read the letter and it's like, hey, you know, you gave me this ring a while ago. And, you know, I don't know why I have it still, so I'm going to give it back to you. It was ripped out. So I'm convinced either she got to the end and was like, no, I want it, or the mailman somewhere along the line was like, oh, what's this? You know, some mailman's kid is wearing a ring somewhere.
We had to destroy it.
One ring to
rule
them all.
That's why the evil is in this world.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had to find it.
That is my will you be my Samwise Gamgee?
Cast it into the fire!
Because he's clearly Gandalf.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? You
seem like one of the trees that just
you're definitely
walk
more of a Gimli. Yeah.
Who am I? Say Arwen.
Or
Galadriel.
Who's that? I don't
know
the
Andy
names.
Andy doesn't know.
I don't know the names.
Josh is going to say an orc.
I did. You're the
you are my Uruk-hai.
Uruk-hai.
He always says that's literally you.
So I saw a reel the other day where somebody replaced all their voices with actual human voices.
Yeah. Like
that's funny right there. Oh, man flesh? Oh, hey, they're here. They're following us.
One of my favorite things that you guys do is, like, it cracked me up the first time you showed me is, like, out of nowhere throughout the day, Lily or you will just send each other pictures of something that you see. And you showed me one. It was just this horrible looking like creature, and then all Lily said was "dis you." Just in the middle of the day, just roasting your husband. So
wow. Speaking of sending things back and forth,
yes.
TikTok ban,
dude. So stinking dumb.
Listen to this though.
Wait, does Kyle have an opposing view?
I really don't care. Although I will lose half of my content on my YouTube reels and Instagram.
Yeah, that's true.
But so it got passed in Congress. By the time this comes out, I don't know where it's going to be, but it needs to be passed by Senate and all that stuff.
And Joe said he will sign it if it gets passed through Senate.
But listen to this red flag. Ready? Because they're all like, it's owned by a Chinese company, or it's a Chinese company. It's owned by China, whatever. The former Treasury Secretary Steven, don't ask his last name, says that he is interested in buying TikTok.
Dope.
And he has a bunch of backers, like financially, to buy TikTok. And it's like, I don't like that.
So what would that mean? Like, what would change?
It would just be
censorship.
More censored, yeah.
Yeah. So
I just don't get it. I guess I don't understand the national threat.
Well,
it's just free news. Yeah. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Did you see the article, though, that the Federal Reserve was going to buy it?
Really? No. No.
Yeah, they have plans.
Yeah.
But do you remember that one, maybe we talked about this last time, but that press conference where the guy, it was like outside of Congress, and he said 80% of people aged between, you know, whatever, 23 to 45 are getting their news from TikTok and are watching for whatever hours on end. And he was talking to all the news stations. He's like, I bet you want stats like that or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Dang.
And it's because everybody's getting their news from TikTok, which is problematic, obviously. But I would rather have all the information and use my discernment on what is true.
Yeah, it's no different. RFK literally said it best, and like he's like, it's the digital town square.
Yeah,
where people back in the days they literally used to figure out everything that's happening down in your downtown square, and now it's like whether they're right or wrong or whatever the information is, it's there, and we should be able to take it in, should be able to move it, and so it's just. I don't know, it's weird.
Well, even like the news stations, my wife was watching like a bunch of Princess Kate stuff, and she watched a news clip after watching like a YouTube channel do their whole thing on it. In the news clip, then referenced all of the research done on the YouTube channel and actually like shouted out the YouTube channel. It was like, now they're getting news from YouTube and TikTok and stuff like this. So it's like,
wow.
I saw one person, she's like, this goes out to, I want all the people who are trying to ban TikTok to answer these questions. How do you download a PDF? Have you ever opened up an Excel spreadsheet? It's like, can you tell me how you can connect to your home Wi-Fi on three different devices? And it's just like, if you can't answer those, let's leave TikTok alone.
Dude, honestly, though, I don't know if I can answer all of them. I was in a meeting the other day with our little consult group, and they said, oh, don't worry, we got a lot of Excel people. Could you imagine being an Excel person?
I thought they just like, stopped the comment. Sure, excellent people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like Microsoft Excel? Yeah.
To know Excel at that level.
That's what
sounds boring.
Austin knows that. And there was a time where it's like, I just want to learn Excel really well. It's like, there's people who literally like, that's their life. That's their job is to know every single way to use Excel. I'm like, it's part of me was like, I want to learn all of this. But then I realized, what am I doing?
It's really valuable. You could probably make a lot of money.
Probably, yeah.
We started using a program called Monday.com just to kind of organize some of our staff.
Oh, we're familiar.
Oh, nice. Well, we have a guy that works on staff with us that learned it so well that people from Monday.com call him and say, hey, how have you worked
with it? No way.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Do you mind sending him over here for a little bit?
Well, he actually lives in Florida, but he doesn't work at our facility.
Oh.
Sorry.
Bam.
Sorry.
Does he work for Monday.com now?
No, he doesn't. Oh. He does, well, you would think he should, but.
So well, on the
only Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah.
Works on Monday.
Only on days that end in Y.
Oh, yeah. We talked about on the emergency podcast, but the lunar eclipse.
Ooh.
Or solar eclipse, sorry. That's happening. I saw this thing from, it was just on Instagram, but they said this solar eclipse is going to be super strange, and they're saying that when it happens, it says all birds will fall silent. Crickets will start chirping.
Will begin chirping.
Begin chirping, and bees will go back to their hives. So like it'll because they'll think it's like nighttime.
Oh,
weird. Yeah. Didn't we talk about that on the emergency pod, or do we afterwards?
Or was it
how cold it got?
After. Yeah. So I looked it up, and the last one that happened of this kind of significance was 1834, and it was only 2 minutes, but the temperature dropped from 78 degrees to 50 degrees. So we're going to be at 5 minutes of darkness, so we could see like a remarkably drastic temperature shift.
Whoa.
Are we going to see it? Like, is it
no,
going to be?
Okay,
cool. Yeah.
It would be cool to go see it, but.
Or where
yeah, where
it's
crossing
dark.
Over. Yeah.
I missed the last one. I was in the Disney basement.
Oh. Yeah.
Were we, that was,
The Disney bunker?
I remember watching it.
That was at our old facility. Or you weren't here yet.
Oh, yeah, but I do remember.
It was a year.
Everyone freaking out about it.
Basically, like our first year of Sunday Cool.
2017.
Yeah. Okay, I'm still just bothered at the fact that you still have not said welcome to the show. And you haven't said that. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You said welcome to the show.
I swear you did.
Listen,
yeah, rewind. You know what? Rewind the clock.
After the question. After the asthma question.
Whatever. I'm not going to edit that in. I promise
you. Oh, man. I'm blown away. I'm like,
we said it.
There were like, you know.
So blah, 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 blah. Welcome to the show.
And then I yelled, I can't breathe.
That's why I didn't hear you say that over that. Sorry. Forgive me, Joshua.
It's okay. Just please stop doing what you're doing.
Interrupt.
We'll just start over.
I'm just living on a time loop.
We are.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. Ninjas and Butterflies.
Okay.
Episode 83.
Okay.
This podcast does feel like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like when we film twice in a week, feels like the world is stuck in a loop.
I want to watch the chickens during the lunar eclipse.
We won't see it in a solar eclipse,
but they'll know.
That felt like ADD, but she never left.
I never left
the moment.
You should do an at home solar eclipse. Like get like a big tarp or something.
All right.
Cool it down. Get like a bunch of ice or something.
Make it
like,
happen.
Oh, it's cold. Like you can see what chickens do.
Good idea. That sounds like a lot of effort for minimal return.
Well, I mean, if you love your family, then maybe you would do
Speaking of chickens, we got new chickens.
Hey!
We don't deserve them.
They all died, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All murdered.
I'm telling you, there's something on our land.
Did you bury them too deep?
The curse continues,
dude. Or did you just water them too much?
What are you talking about?
The chickens. Did you
supposed to, yeah,
did you bury them too deep, or did you just water them too much?
He's like pretending like they're plants.
Oh.
Well, you do bury turtles. That's the crazy thing, yeah.
And turtles and chickens, basically.
Same thing. That's the motto.
Combine them, velociraptor.
When do you bury
turtles? They taste the same.
Turtles.
It was on one of our... episode with Corey.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, they bury them for hibernation. It's crazy. Like, you literally just like put them like feet under the ground, and then you dig them out in the spring.
You didn't know
it's
that?
Wild. Yeah.
No.
I'm not joking.
It's true.
It's true.
People Is that why it? You see all the holes in the forests?
Maybe.
No, those are snakes.
They dig in.
Those are snakes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Is that why you see all the holes in the forest?
You know what I'm talking about, the big caverns.
Those are for tortoises, yeah. For Florida, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danger.
We were watching the Planet Earth thing with the girls the other day,
mm-hmm.
and we were watching the one with like sea turtles.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, when they're babies, right, and they like a lot of them get eaten and stuff, mm-hmm. like trying to make it to the shore, they swim by themselves. They don't see another sea turtle for 15 years.
What?
And then they come back.
To their very place of birth because they're imprinted by Earth's magnetic field.
I don't get that, dude.
Is that not crazy?
God is amazing.
They literally swim for 15 years.
How do they not see another turtle?
Don't know.
Do they like...
The ocean's a big place, Kyle.
Put blinders on. Oh, and oh.
Hey, I can't see you.
They send out little text messages.
Hey,
I'm over here at this point. Nobody else come by me.
That's so crazy, though. It's like crazy. When I heard that, I'm like...
15 years is crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't understand the whole, like... We literally just released those butterflies this morning that the kids grew. And Kelsey's like, what do they do? Like, they just fly out. I'm like, that's the crazy thing. The Earth just know. Like, they just know. They just know exactly what to do.
Do they come back?
Nature, baby.
15 years later.
They will come back, but like, they'll...
How long do butterflies live? Not that long, right?
Probably not.
A couple days?
Let's Google.
We let it go. I was just like, I hope a bird just comes.
This is another one of my favorite things that like to see this right now. Because I literally, as I'm watching, I'm like, yep, Andrew's going to go research that. Yep, Andrew's going to research that.
Researcher.
2 to 6 weeks.
Well,
but they can live up to 8 to 9 months.
Are you a robot?
I just got
Mine
captioned.
Were going to live 10 months.
Except for the last generation of the year.
The last generation of the year.
What does that mean?
They're the seventh son of the seventh son.
Monarch butterflies typically live from 2 to 6 weeks, except for the last generation of the year, which can live up to 8 to 9 months.
Well, that's the monarch ones. But what about the peasant butterflies?
What's a peasant?
Yeah, mine were monarchs.
Oh, because okay. It's a monarch.
Come on, Lil.
I know. You know what I need?
I
got the answer, though.
What?
It's 1 to 2 weeks, but they hibernate in winter. So if they've been, born right before hibernating, they stay alive in a state of hibernation, but they're not actually out and about.
What purpose do they serve?
Butterflies?
Yeah.
We're not doing it?
No.
What is the value of beauty?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
At least 50 bucks.
Yeah. Maybe a little less.
Anyway, during the turtle episode, it's like chaos, right? Because there's like seagulls coming down and eating these turtles. There's literally an ocean crocodile comes out and is eating them.
Ocean crocodile.
These predators. Our girls are screaming at the television.
No.
Turtle!
No!
No!
Really? Yeah. It's so funny.
They go, oh no, turtle.
Dude, the girls are getting so expressional now, dude.
Yeah.
It's so cool to see.
I love that.
Dude, it's
expressional.
Expressionable. Is that what I said?
Expressive.
Isn't it expressive?
Expressional.
I prefer to say expressional.
I'm gonna start saying that.
I don't know.
Expressional.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I don't know words.
I love it.
The only way to settle this is with a wrestling match.
Ooh.
I'm telling you,
we got this corner. I got that martial arts studio in Leesburg that they would let us film, so we could do just a podcast in the studio and we just wrestle the whole time. we're mic'd up the whole time, but we have to continue conversation.
What if the whole episode is we're asking each other questions and the ones that we can't settle on have to be
or whoever gets it wrong or something? Yeah,
we have a sign in our office that says all final decisions will be made by rock, paper, scissors.
Nice.
And there have been a quarter dozen times that we'll go, I don't agree with you. All right, rock, paper, scissors, and whoever
listen,
wins.
You're fired. No, I'm not. Okay, here we go.
Did you know actually
that's how I've kept my job?
Rock, paper, scissors is derived from like an old like witch spell.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Is that the origins of it?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
No. Should have kept that going.
I'm like grabbing my phone. I'm like, wait, looking over to Andrew to go.
Yeah, back.
Rock, paper, scissors. Turn into a cricket.
My niece, if she loses, she has to be burned at the stake. This doesn't seem fair.
My niece has just discovered that game. And so 2 years old and 5 years old. And the Disney line, every single ride we were in, you'd look down at them in their stroller and they'd be like this. But they figured out like how to win. And so literally you put yours down and then a half second later they go. but like we've convinced them that it's okay to keep winning. Best.
I have a story. I'm not going to say it on this podcast because it's too dark and scary.
Patreon?
But no, I'll save it for another episode because I want to do more research on it. But it involves real witches and a house or a mansion, a chateau, I should say.
Yeah, you said
in
this.
Europe.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
Nice shot.
That's why we call her Kobe.
Hey, we do call her that.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kobe, the statue.
Oh, yeah, man. I thought you thought we were going to add.
This is a real segue.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Do you see this? The Kobe statue that they put out in front of the LA Staples Center or whatever the crypto arena, whatever they call it now.
He died in a helicopter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
wait, what?
So,
I promise.
So you know Kobe died.
Yes,
I know
how. I know how
that.
No, I know.
You're like, no way. What? No.
I feel like I just woke up from a fever dream.
Yeah. No, but they put a huge statue. It's literally been 4 years in the making, where they haven't like they had a huge conference. I mean, they had the wife spoke, Vanessa spoke. Aww. It was a very emotional thing, and they present it, and it's a crazy thing. It's from his last game. It's a cool pose.
That's awesome.
Three typos on the granite of the actual statue. They spelled two basketball players' names wrong, and they spelled the word decision wrong, which, to be fair, I don't think I've spelled decision on the first try correctly once in my life.
If you held a gun to my head and said, spell decision, I would die.
I before E, gun? Except after C.
Go, right now, do it.
Huh?
Decision, go.
Decision. D-E-S.
No.
D-E-C-S.
Nope.
No.
D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N?
Decision.
I don't know.
Ooh, yes.
Maybe. No, yes. I don't think that was right.
D-E-S. I can't spell
it
out.
Okay, I've got it right here.
D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N?
Yes.
Yeah.
No way!
You live.
Spell restaurant.
No.
No.
When you were spelling it, all I could think of was D-E-H-G-I-S-S-I-V-E, aggressive. Be aggressive.
Were you a cheerleader?
No.
No?
No, I got cut.
Mm. I honestly wanted to be a cheerleader in college.
Really?
You know, like I was like at the point I was just like I was a single guy and I was just like if I committed
my
to get
in
the greatest
in college,
greatest shape of my life, you get to be in the greatest shape of your life, front row of college.
What are you
football
talking
games.
About? You are in the greatest shape of your life right now, Andy.
That's true. I mean, I could have done that. I knew it was going to happen either way, but I always thought that would
could
be
you do
such
a
cool
backflip?
Jump. Oh, easily, I could do a standing backflip right now.
Prove it.
No. I just break my neck. The rest of the ninjas and butterflies for the rest of the years is just me in a wheelchair.
Round off back handspring back.
Speaking
up.
Of being aggressive,
we got that. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Andy.
New shirt alert. Guys, look at this Godzilla versus Bigfoot. Listen, super cool. SundayCoolSwag.com. That's what I meant to say. You guys get a brand new t-shirt. We don't know how many of these we're going to be able to have or sell, so you got to go now. Grab it.
You don't get it. You get to buy it.
Absolutely. If you give us the money, we'll give it to you for free.
Yeah.
Simple as that, folks. So go to SundayCoolSwag.com, get you, your grandma one. It's going to be perfect. Right, Kyle?
No! You can yell at me for getting the words wrong, but you can get... You know what? Done. I'm sorry. I'll put him over.
Why are you laughing?
I couldn't even see your face. I just heard the noise.
So every once in a while, I mean, obviously, I'm acting like right now you guys are on an ad. My favorite thing is when you say, you know, like, well, so-and-so said, and it will cut to an ad, and somebody will start talking. Or you'll say, like, oh, let me share with you this video, and then it will cut to an ad.
Oh, like on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, how in the world?
We have no control over that.
What? I thought you had the button of power.
No, they haven't got back to us yet. We tried to call Mr. YouTube, and he just doesn't answer.
We printed that one.
But wasn't that ad fun?
On your
I had a good time. I couldn't believe Kyle got that angry, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Kyle got really angry during that ad.
Made Lily cry.
Yeah.
It's personal.
Yeah.
You got to understand, it's a personal thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
We're not going
to
hold it against you.
The person in that video, I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't want to talk about it right now.
Talk about yourself?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Don't.
Speaking of getting angry, though.
Yes.
I have a fun little history story.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's actually really wild.
Okay.
We'll put the guy who I saw on his YouTube because he did a really good job explaining it. Yeah. I didn't look it up.
What?
What?
What's your problem, Kyle?
I just was laughing at the... I can't remember the guy's name, but I'm not going to say I can't remember the guy's name. It's just we'll put it
right here.
We like to give credit, Kyle. Okay?
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry. But this was during World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was in Finland. Finland didn't want to get involved in the war, really. But Soviet Russia started invading Finland, and they're like, uh-oh. And like they didn't have enough to fight them off. So they allied with the Nazis, but it was like a...
Fantastic.
It wasn't... The way they did it wasn't like they would become allies. It was like, you help us, and basically, you're basically just fighting off the Soviets, which you're doing already.
Yeah.
But, so they won't take over more land if you help us. They didn't really help, and it was a terrible agreement.
Perfect.
But what they did do, if you remember when we talked about the Blitzkrieg?
Yeah.
They would give the Nazi soldiers basically meth. And that's how they were able to basically take over France in like a couple days.
Very efficient.
Very efficient. But what they did was they gave the soldiers of Finland meth as well. And it was during this one battle. It was a ski patrol. So these, we call them Finnish? Is that what we call them?
Yeah. Finns.
Only when they're done.
The soldiers of Finland... They were skiing, and all of a sudden they realized that they were getting surrounded by the Soviets. So like, we got to get out of here. And so they're going. And the one guy who was like one of the leaders, he hadn't slept for 3 days because he's been on guard. And he was just like trying to keep up and like falling behind, like starting to fall asleep like while skiing.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized he had the entire troops thing of meth.
Oh, no.
And it was so it's like super cold too, right? So it's like negative,
yeah,
whatever. And so he's trying to put it out, but he's so tired. And his whole, it was 30 men in his group. So it was 30 pills. And it all dumped out into his hand. And he's just like, whatever. Boom.
No.
Took all 30 of them. And they said it was like almost instant to where he's just like, whoa. And he's like, just flew past all of them, just like going.
Yeah.
And then it started to hit him to where he started having hallucinations. And like started like passing out and like coming back like full of energy and then like passing out and like seeing things and like crazy stuff. But he just kept going. And the guys are like basically like, hey, slow down. Like you're going too fast. He ended up going the wrong way.
Oh no.
Totally lost the group. And but he like went back to where like the Soviets were, and then all of a sudden he was like under a ton of gunfire, and so he like hid. He got no, he didn't get hit. He was like hiding like in holes that he would dig and stuff. Going, he ran over a landmine, got severely injured, but he's like, I don't really feel it. And so he kept going and just kept going and going and going. And
gotta finish.
He basically eventually made it back to the camp 3 weeks later.
Oh,
alive.
Alive. He didn't sleep for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And from 3 weeks of not eating, he weighed 94 pounds, and they said that his heart rate was still 200 beats a minute.
Dude.
How was he alive?
The condition of that guy's heart before going on this binge had to have been insanely good.
Yeah. So this, and it was over 300 miles that he skied.
And his name was Ramon, and he came back with a song called the Blitzkrieg Bop.
Hey. 300 miles, not sleep.
That's insane.
No sleep. Not sleep. No sleeping. Not sleeping.
Well, you would have, he had to have, his heart, his mind or heart had to have been rested, because you can only go, 7 days without sleeping or you die or something like that?
No. Yeah.
So,
No.
It's something
like that.
Clearly, it's not, because
I thought it was 4 days.
It was 2 weeks, I think he was gone.
Let's see the world record. But I'm saying, there's had to have been something, with his mind where it's like, he's resting, but his body's still moving.
Yeah.
At that point,
I'm pretty sure the 7 day statistic didn't factor in meth.
Yeah. 30 pills of meth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be considered an outlier in the statistic.
The world record for no sleep, and this is obviously under regular circumstances, this is an experiment, 11 days straight. 264 hours. No.
Oh.
It's a Guinness World Record. We're going to break it.
We have a friend that has recovered from a meth addiction. And he would say that he would stay up for days and days and days.
Yeah.
And you just make yourself busy.
Yeah.
But when you're
I get so much done on meth. That's the tough thing to cut it. It's just those emails are going out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my history story.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I can't imagine just skiing for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Just 300 miles.
I think it was 2 weeks. Because it was 300 miles.
Either
I think
way,
it was 2 weeks.
Yeah. What a wild thing to just be all by yourself in the wilderness.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Hey.
Crazy stuff.
Hey, anybody tries it, let us know.
Yep.
and that's the plot of the next
Instagram.
Disney movie coming out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want us to go out in the woods and try to stay up for 7 days, we'll vlog it. But you have to provide
the substance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be a great movie.
Oh my goodness.
It really
No, it would be a fantastic if they made that story a movie. Yeah.
A methed up finish.
That'll be your next ding dong ditch. Someone listening's gonna
For real. Just like I come back with a plastic bag of meth. Just he's like
but,
Andy,
but again,
please
still,
try it.
But it's still ripped open. Part of it is gone.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Crazy
that's
times.
Really crazy.
Measures.
What?
Let's talk about the Oscars.
Oh,
it's my turn.
Oh, I guess.
Man.
Let's talk about Question Corner, Question Corner, Question Corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Okay.
You messed it all up.
I did not say
You got
say
it in
anything.
My head.
What are you talking about?
You're like, oh, you didn't do this. You didn't do that.
Hey,
oh, you never said
welcome
to that. Hey,
Josh.
The whole format's ruined.
I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?
We got to end the podcast.
Welcome to the show. What if Andrew waits until that moment right there to play
the intro?
Okay, so I had talked to Josh this morning, and I'm like, I'm not coming up with a question. He said, go on Discord, where all of our patrons ask these questions.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's problematic because you guys can see in there.
I haven't looked at the questions stuff.
Well, I mean,
I've seen it, but I mean,
the question I'm asking Andy has already answered because he's so active on Discord. But I thought it appropriate for Kyle.
That's fine. I'll probably disagree with him.
Thanks.
All right.
I already answered it in it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh. In it.
If you had to swim in a swimming pool full of pasta and warm water, what type of pasta would you swim in?
Oh, I don't even remember my answer.
I remember.
I'll have to see if I can still remember.
Bow tie.
Ooh, I was going to say bow tie.
Why?
Really?
Why
I
bow tie?
I was going to.
Well, I feel like if you do spaghetti noodles, you would die. I feel it'd be almost like quicksand.
Yeah.
That would feel terrible. Spaghetti would feel terrible, dude.
Yeah.
I heard noodles and worm water.
Worm water.
Oh, warm water.
Warm water.
Tepid.
That's good. tongue twister.
I do like alphabet noodles.
Nice.
Dumb. Yeah.
Did I say bucatini?
How's that dumb?
Shaggy Farrell, by the way, is the one that asked it.
Thanks, Shaggy Farrell.
Really? Aggressive. That's not just nice. Leaves the conversation.
What are you going to... There's nothing to float on.
I would
say swim.
Fusilli. The one that's the, like, cork turner.
The spiral pasta. Because
It would just be silly.
No. I would pick penne.
See ya.
Penne, because it's like a flotation device.
Dumb.
See how that feels?
I would do lasagna noodles. I'd use it as a flotation device.
I feel like that it's basically like a screen on a pool. Like,
but she didn't say drown. She said swim through. So you're able to swim through it.
But I can't swim.
I can spell help. Get me out of this pool I'm about to drown in.
True.
I would 100% pasta away. Here they gone tomato. What did I say? Bucatini?
No.
What did I say? Bucatini was the first thing I thought of.
You said like the lasagna.
I don't know if you guys know what bucatini is. It's the greatest noodle for fettuccine Alfredo. I've just learned this.
It's thick, right?
It's a spaghetti noodle that has a hole all the way through it. So you get sauce in the middle of the spaghetti noodle.
Like a long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has a hole in it, dude.
Interesting.
It's really good. Yeah, it's really great.
Bucatini. It's a spaghetti with a hole.
You said tortellini and you said I have the whole deep end
eaten
it.
That reminds me of Twizzlers. You ever bite the top and bottom off a Twizzler and
use it as a straw? Yeah.
I do that with strawberries every time. The girls love strawberries. I take a straw, you do it through the bottom, and you poke it through, and it takes out the green thing.
That's why it's called strawberries.
I didn't even tell you this.
And then they get blown through.
When we got our new chickens, we went and we visited our friends over at One Love Farm in Apopka.
Shout out.
Sol and Chris Bordeaux. And they are just a dream come true. Like the cutest little couple with their little farm. And we bought our chickens from there. We bought two sets of them there. And they were so sweet. They were just lavishing us in gifts while we were there. Just like different plants and stuff to take home. And they gave us all these fruits and veggies. And they had just grown strawberries. Mm-hmm. And Ada was being so polite, right? Sol was like, would you like a strawberry? And Ada's like, no, thanks. And then she's like, oh, you'll love it. It's like going to be so delicious. And like reluctantly takes the strawberry and eats it whole with the green on it. And she's like chewing it like this, just trying to be polite. But
that's
she
hilarious.
Ate the stem.
That's awesome.
That poor thing.
I know.
You can eat those. Those are edible, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not
technically
like
everything's edible.
That's true. It just depends. The longevity of your life may not be, but that's true.
Technically.
My father-in-law used to eat the whole shrimp, like even the end of it, if it was fried.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law does that.
My grandpa used to do that with peanuts.
Shell I
can. And everything.
Oh, listen, I do sunflower seeds. I do whole sunflower seeds.
No, that is psychotic. I did not. That just shows you're lazy, that you
don't
want to take the time.
I don't think I have the mouth ability to get the sunflower seed out of the sunflower seed thing. I don't know.
But also,
so just eat it.
Well, you're missing half your teeth.
Yeah.
I'm missing half my teeth. Oh, yeah.
So
I am.
Maybe there's some.
I am.
Oh, no. She looks at the opposite. Oh, that's so scary. I used to, we were at a seafood buffet one time, and we were looking over, and we were with a guy named Chuck, and he loves people watching. He doesn't get out of the big, big cities every now and then. So he's looking over, and there's this guy going to town on crab legs. The whole thing.
No.
So he'd pop it off, and he would chew. And he would eat all of the shell, all of the meat.
Is it soft shell?
We couldn't. No. Snow crab legs that you pop open, that you dip in butter. He was eating the whole thing, and we thought we were like being pranked or something. We're just like, this is crazy.
What do his stools look like?
Oh, dude, it probably like, I would imagine that's
bloody.
Just an intense sunflower seed, because that's basically, I'm like, I can't believe I eat sunflower seeds, because it's just can't be good for your digestive system.
Maybe that's what the Muse are saying. Maybe we've always eaten the exoskeleton of the critters, and the Muse are saying that we've lost our crunchy.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what you just said. The Muse said we lost our crunchy.
The orthodontist people.
Oh, the Muse. The
band.
The teeth people.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Were you just agreeing with me?
Yeah.
That's what happens. It's just like,
I thought she was saying like the Muse, like somebody that gives you inspiration. Oh, all of the Muse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Josh Safdie.
The
sense.
Plural for muses.
Yeah, I was you. Josh Safdie's Muse when he wrote Uncut Gems.
I got jams. Andrew.
Okay. Hit it, baby.
We don't have the sound pad.
Oh, no.
Andrew. Andrew. Andrew's got a reel to show us.
This one's Linkin Park.
What?
You just
song. Andrew has a reel. We're going to watch it right now. I can't wait to watch that really cool video.
He has to restart his thing.
R.I.P. Chester.
All right.
Here we go.
Send that video.
So this is just a couple photos, but it's...
Everybody's like to move that bus.
Yeah.
Do we need to get Ty Pennington on the podcast?
Bro.
I heard he did no work. Absolutely no work.
Of course he didn't. He's I know.
But like when you're younger, you think he does.
Yeah, you thought he built it with his bare hands.
For real. Come on, Ty. You liar.
So this is just a couple photos, but let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Three, two, one.
So I got this from Tim Kennedy's Instagram talking about just this story of an absolute alpha male freaking thing. This bull shark in Pensacola attacked a 7-year-old.
No.
He rushes into the water. He rushes into the water, grabs the shark, pulls the shark to shore, beats it to death, and then rips it open to get the arm back.
Whoa!
They were successful in reattaching the arm because he rushed the water and pulled a shark out.
Who did? The 7-year-old? No.
his uncle.
You know what? Oh. Give me back my arm!
Without an arm.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, I would do that and more. Oh, I would go find that shark's mother.
Isn't that insane, though?
While your arm was bitten off, you think you
no,
would?
No, if it was one of my kids, dude, game over.
That's crazy.
True story.
That's crazy.
That's like that pure adrenaline. Mm-hmm. You never know how you would react, but it's just like, in that moment.
But like, think about fighting a big fish, like on a fishing pole. It's hard enough to get something that big to shore. So this guy just went in and... got it done.
Imagine how scared that shark must have been. I'm sorry.
Okay. I thought it was a fish.
I thought it was a turtle. My bad.
Get me back.
Take my fin.
It's pretty amazing how we can reattach.
Yeah.
Like body parts.
It kind of creeps me out.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like if it came off, it should probably just.
Dude, I don't know.
I read a thing the other day about how if you knock your tooth out and you put it back in. It gives it the best chance of survival to keep your...
That happened to my brother.
Well, when you...
Well, he lost half of it, and they glued it back on. But basically, over time, his tooth rotted out.
Oh,
yeah, that's what happened to me, too. You know how you're supposed to store the tooth while you're waiting to get it reattached?
Oh, nice.
In milk.
Oh, because calcium.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to put it back in your mouth.
That's so weird. No, is that real?
Yeah, you keep it in milk. And so just imagine.
Somebody give me a glass of milk.
Just imagine
just
me.
Just chunks of milk onto the beach.
Imagine me having to make sure that the dentist is like doing a good job brushing the tooth that they just took out of milk. So when they put it in my mouth, I don't have an anaphylactic reaction.
Yeah.
Andy, that's literally you.
What? All right, everyone look at their phone. Kelsey went to Kansas, and they went to a farm, and there was this cow that had a defect.
What the?
Look at that.
Wait.
A fifth leg that hangs off of his neck, bro.
That's you, dude.
How is that me?
I was just staring
what
at
it. What do you mean?
Red demon.
Call me a cow, know, but also dude, that, deformed
that,
cow?
That cow needs
That's
to...
That's such a messed up insult.
That cow needs to die.
You
hey!
Know what, you know what the name of it
what?
Is?
It probably has you know a, what the, a fulfilling
Think life. Of a cool name for that.
Fifth wheel.
Stumpy.
Peggy.
Sidekick.
That's actually
it's a genius That's, name.
Yeah.
Apparently Kelsey couldn't stop laughing because it would just start running down the field. You just see it flop.
There,
like an extra ear. You just
it's so
it.
Weird.
So is it moving like it's running as well?
Basically he could that way if like anyone ever tips it, it could just kick itself back up.
Can
it's
he
like
can he stand. Can he run on walls then?
He can. Yeah, he can. It's absolutely incredible.
That's another
he can really move.
Ninjas are fifth wheel cows.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
When we lived in Tennessee when I was in like sixth grade, there was a neighbor's dog. We never knew this dog's name, but it had three legs, and so we just named him Tripod.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Tripod.
That's great.
Yeah. He's a nice
cow.
Dog.
I have a story just like that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Tell us.
Same story. We had
no, tell, dog. But tell us.
Really?
There was a neighbor dog and we named it Tripod.
What?
There's no way.
That's my story. There's no way. You're being real, right?
Was this dog serious. In Was this dog in Tennessee?
No, it was at my house growing up.
And you called it Tripod?
Yeah, from Mini-Me from Austin Power.
You literally are Don't. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, are we brother
Should
and sister?
Get married?
We have to do the ancestry.com, guys. We have to do it.
Nah.
They don't want to know.
There's a reason. Yeah, there's a reason you're refusing.
We don't want to know.
I kind of want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see one day.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I'm going to be Finnish. Watch. I'm going to be 100% Finnish.
You're related to the meth guy?
Probably. No, I just have a fin. It's just like a shark. It's like, hey, you're Finnish.
Oh. Kyle?
I've got some trivia questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Trivia questions?
Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sure. Kyle, trivia.
True or false, Saddam Hussein was given the key of the city of Detroit in 1980.
True.
Do you know why?
No.
He gave $200,000 to a local church, and the city honored him with the key.
What a good guy.
True or false, ninjas wore black.
False.
Because they actually dressed in regular clothing. they would
stand out if you were.
True or false, Saudi Arabia imports sand.
False.
Well, that has to be true.
It's true. Desert sand is lousy for construction, so beach sand is better. So they leave the Sahara alone, and they destroy the beaches around the world.
Oh.
True or false, household dust is mostly dead human skin.
It's true. These are all obviously true.
I know.
True. These are just fun facts that you just put in question for.
Wait, excuse me. We said one of them is false. We said ninjas wear black.
Yeah, because...
Okay. Our fingernails continue to grow after we die.
True.
False. It's actually false. It's an illusion. After you die, the body shrivels up and so less flesh around our
digits. That's even worse.
The pyramids were built by slaves.
False. We don't know who built them.
They say that it was actually like a paid job.
No, we don't.
Maine is the closest U.S. state to Africa.
False.
True. True. Maine is the easternmost point in the United States. It's about 3,100 miles away from Morocco. Many countries, you already know this one, trained dolphins for combat.
I don't know this.
They did. In fact, the Russian Navy has trained dolphins to attack warships. The U.S. Navy has trained dolphins to find mines and other missions.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When Mount Everest was first measured, the wrong number was recorded on purpose.
Why?
True, because when Sir Andrew Waugh measured Mount Everest in 1856, he found it to be exactly 29,000 feet tall, and he thought people would think, you made that up. It's just perfect. So he added 2 feet onto it.
No way.
Yeah, so its first measurement was 29,000 and 2 feet.
How do you measure that stuff?
One step at a time, John. if you not, and then the last one I saw was, if you knock your tooth out of socket, it will regrow if you save the tooth. We talked about that.
Regrow. Ugh.
Like a lizard's tail.
Ugh.
Mm. Or a cow's fifth, foot.
Absolutely. Well.
Or starfish grows their legs back, too.
That's pretty weird, though. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that weird dolphin experiment that NASA funded back in the 80s, right? There was like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then it got the guy... I can't remember. I'm going to butcher the details. But it was a NASA program. The guys had they were trying to train dolphins, teach dolphins all these things. And the guy figured how to, he told himself, this is how I get the best, results. And he started having relations with the dolphin, and the NASA shut it down and buried it. It's a legit thing. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God.
Wild.
It's like a South Park episode.
Hey, have you guys heard about the California Great Wall in Berkeley? There's a 15 mile wall
for the college or what?
No, that they think was built by Chinese explorers back ages ago. That they there's
Why'd
like
you look at me.
I was looking at everybody. I didn't look at Lily. Hold on. Well, I was hoping that you were going to back me up.
You know
honestly.
This, right?
Yeah,
of course you know.
This is my great granddad.
Your people love
just don't like
walls.
Being called out for it.
No, I didn't. My goodness. And I'm
out. Hey, don't cancel Kyle.
Yikes.
No, but there's like 1 ton or scaled weighting rocks that they're like, we don't know how in the world these people got here. It's an organized wall, and so they think that it was some Chinese explorers that were.
Wow.
What does that do to Christopher Columbus?
I think he's going to be upset about it when he hears about it.
He landed on the other side, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If it was them, though, who were they keeping out? Like, that was the whole reason for the wall.
Yeah, I don't know.
So they ran into something.
Well, have you heard the theory that it goes back to Tartaria, actually, that the Great Wall of China, that it's actually facing
the wrong way.
The wrong way. So like the holes that they would shoot arrows out of is facing towards China.
Yeah.
No way.
So it's suspected that another nation, empire, built the wall blocking like themselves from
China.
You're
not saying it, but there's a theory out there.
I'm not saying it. And they're saying that it could have possibly been Tartaria.
Weird. That's super strange.
A place called TikTok.
Have you seen that? Did you see that Nancy Pelosi talk about TikTok? Tic-tac-toe, a winner.
She goes, TikTok, tic-tac-toe, a winner.
Trying to prove a point. And I'm like, you know, when she was at home, she was like,
rehearsing.
I got it. I got the perfect line.
That's poetry.
This is going to sound amazing. And when I say this, everybody's going to know.
Yes. Let's go.
That's the worst when you fumble something, though. Like, I've been preaching and then had something alliterated at the end that was supposed to be my final point and just jacked it up. It's like the whole night's ruined.
Speaking of that ancient, like, the wall being built by something else, you know, someone else possibly. You want to talk about the Chicago World Fair?
Yeah, if you have
it. I have some of the information on here, but I don't, I mean, maybe we could talk about it later in, but it was a hidden secret civilization, they say, because in, like,
Tartaria.
Basically. Yeah. In Chicago?
Yeah, they're saying the influence was Tartarian architecture and stuff.
Really? Have you seen the pictures?
No.
Dude, it's crazy. So let me see if I can. So there's pictures that were published in the Chicago newspaper.
It looked like ancient Rome, basically.
It
in
was
Chicago.
Crazy. And they built it, apparently, and they tore it down after the World's Fair, the World State Fair. Look
no
it up.
Way.
So they said that they built it for the World Fair, but then after, they just tore it all down. And it's like, that doesn't sound.
Why would you do
right?
that? It's absolutely beautiful.
Like, yeah,
well, that it reminds me of that whole conspiracy theory that we just skipped all those years, and they just, you know, they rewrote the year of history that it was, and so we actually are living in right now. The what are they saying now?
It's like the 1500s
we're
or
now,
something.
Yeah,
right?
It's crazy. Yeah.
It would be so easy to just start over. Because back then, like now it'd be difficult because they have just the digital footprint that we have.
Yeah.
But it's like, it would be so easy just to convince people, yeah, this just didn't happen. Like, oh, that was totally made up. But you guys heard about that happened over there? No, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like it'd be so easy just to.
It's that whole Mandela effect thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Erasing.
It's, and the thing is, it's confirmed. Like it literally existed. Like, and so it's just, why get rid of something like that? I don't know. Maybe That's they weird. Just thought. You know, back in the day, they wasted a lot of money. They did a lot of things. They're like, hey, let's do this. And they fund it. And they're like, man, that's not worth it.
Yeah.
And they just throw it to the side. But
you know what it could have been? Maybe somebody foresaw the emergence of AI. What is it? Murphy's Law? Where
the worst Occam's thing
razor.
Always happens?
Occam's Razor.
Oh, I don't know.
Where technology just advances faster, 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 faster. Mm. Maybe if we had lived in those facilities, technology would have progressed faster and faster.
They were just
putting off the inevitable that is AI that's going to take over the world.
Interesting.
But they would have the foresight to know that?
Yeah, they're a smart dude.
Yeah.
What if AI was created all the way back then and it has been rewriting our history since then and allowing us to discover it when it wants us to discover it?
When it wants to be seen.
Yes. Freaking me out.
And they debuted with Will Smith eating spaghetti. Or
That would be funny if that was like, this was all a ploy. Like, this is AI, guys. And it's like, in reality, it's something so much bigger.
Like, we are, in fact, living in a simulation.
Yeah, that's so terrifying. We are the farm.
Well, but that's the type of stuff that I think sometimes society tries to make sound so ridiculous. Like, I was listening to a preacher talk about this the other day. He said, would it not be the tool of Satan to try to make the whole hell, devil thing sound so ridiculous that it's like, eh. And I'm like, well, there are a lot of other things that society tries to make sound so ridiculous that you're like, no, that's exactly what it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, sure, we're trying to control all your minds with the fluoride in the water. Like, yeah. And you're like, well, but amoebas in the pool. But you know?
That's a good point. I mean, that's a very smart tactic.
And you just can't, you just don't know what to trust. And so they know that too.
Yeah.
You can't back it up.
Kaiser Sose.
Who?
Huh?
Kaiser Sose.
What is this?
Oh,
never mind.
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, explain yourself.
Well, I mean, he's the character in that one movie.
Usual Suspects.
Yeah, where he, you know, he.
Have you not seen that movie?
No.
Oh, that's one of the greatest twists of all time.
What is it called?
Usual Suspects.
Wait, 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 wait.
I'm not saying it.
What is it called?
No. You have to find it. You have to find the movie.
The universe will reveal itself to you whenever you're ready to watch that movie.
All right.
It's like The Sixth Sense.
Bunch of dead.
I definitely saw that ending coming.
Really?
No.
I don't think you did.
Really?
No one saw that coming.
I did.
Somebody suggested it to you and then you stored it. That's what it had to have been.
No.
One time when I was like 8, I had seen that movie, Sixth Sense, and one of my cousins hadn't seen it, and I was spoiling the ending for her. My cousin punched me in the face.
Good.
While
did you learn your lesson?
Yeah.
I have a rule with my friend Dylan Franklin. Shout out to Dylan Franklin. I don't know if he watches the episode or not.
No, we can't mention him on the podcast.
Shout out to my friend.
redacted.
But we have a rule that if either of us spoil a movie, you get to punch the other one in the face.
Wow.
Nice.
And so now if I'm up front preaching and I talk about like the Titanic and he goes, I'm like, wait, he's like, it's a movie. What if kids in here haven't seen? I'm like, they don't know history. He's like, you don't know. You don't know what education they
have. I feel like if
there's a rule, right?
I feel like.
What's the rule?
If it's been
10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
10 years or if it's a historical movie.
Oh, that should be good, yeah.
It's called the snooze you lose
rule. Imagine my surprise whenever I'm watching The Patriot. I'm like, wait a minute, the English people were over here fighting us? I was like, this should have been spoiled to me a long time ago. I was like, I had no idea this was happening. I was genuinely shocked.
We won?
What? Wait a minute.
Kyle, have you seen Dune 2 yet?
You don't want to talk to me about Dune.
You don't like it?
We
definitely need to talk about it if you don't like it.
Can we stay friends?
Oh,
because
no.
You're the whole, like, it's copying Star Wars.
No, I'm not that. I have tried to watch the original Dune, and I've tried to watch the new Timothy, one.
New Dune.
I can't make it through. I fall asleep every single time. Really? But I've been told Dune 2 is absolutely amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
But everybody still says, as long as you can make it through, like, the first, like half of it. And I'm like,
no.
Why in the world do I, if I recommend you a show and I'm like, but you have to watch the first season, you'll hate it. It will be long and laborious and horrible. Skip. But yeah, exactly.
Just do a recap of the first movie. Watch somebody do a recap of the first movie and then go in. And just as long, because I'm not a sci-fi guy, but once I started following just with the story, like breaking it down, it was riveting, dude.
Hold up. You're such not a sci-fi guy, and yet you guys have talked about Interstellar on this podcast more than...
That's more of a drama.
That's just a masterpiece.
That's more of a drama that happens to take place in a sci-fi environment.
What's your opinion on that film?
I love it.
Dang it.
Oh, I mean, I
have to be on crack not to like that movie.
I hate to love it, Andrew.
It's one of the best movies ever.
Okay, but have you seen 50-50? We're Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Those are cinema. Come on, Andrew.
What's your favorite movie, Andrew? I know you guys walked through your list. It was so long ago. I forget.
Yeah, Extreme Days.
Oh, with Toby Mac song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kyle.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a teenage daughter.
I do. It's crazy.
Haley.
I cannot imagine. So, a couple years ago, she went to her first dance, and I was flying back from the Dominican. I knew there was a boy that she liked. I knew that the boy liked her. And I arrive at the Fort Lauderdale airport and I get a text message from my wife that says, hey, so-and-so,
redacted,
is taking Haley to, and I said, he thinks he's taking her to. And she said, you're really going to make this boy call you? I said, yes, it's my first daughter who's going to her first dance. And so I called Haley and I said, hey, I know you probably think this is dumb. I just really want to talk to the young man. And she says, okay. So I said, give me his number. And then I said, nope, give him my number.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. More.
And so then I waited a half an hour. I waited another half an hour. And I wrote her about after an hour, hour and 15, I said, clearly this boy doesn't want to go to the dance with you because he hasn't called me.
Yeah.
And so she's like, no, Dad, seriously, he just must be busy. And I said, clearly he's too busy. I wait another hour. I know who his
kill him.
I know who his dad is.
Either call or be killed.
So I messaged his dad. I said, hey, you may think this is old-fashioned, blah, 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 blah. I'd really like to talk to your son. I don't want to grill him. I just want to have a cut. And he writes me back, oh, no, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Little did I know, the dad was sitting at the dinner table with the kid, and he says, so I understand there's a phone call you have to make. He says, the boy goes, what? He says, go ahead and call him. And the kid starts to get up. He goes, no, call him now. He made the boy call me.
What a dad.
In front of him. And I was like, I think he pulled the bigger dad move than I pulled.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Dad supporting dads, man. That's great.
Wow.
Yeah. Dad.
If you would have
called and dads.
If you would have just called, if you would have just called in the first 30 minutes, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
It wouldn't have been a big deal.
No.
But yeah. And so, yeah, now she has her first boyfriend. It's not the same boy. I asked him to call me, and we had a really good conversation, and it was cool. But yeah, I've a 17 year old. Yeah,
he will be missed.
Only if he does something stupid.
Mm.
You know who you are. I have a particular set of skills. Okay, actually,
I feel like Haley could kill him.
Probably. Well, yeah. So Haley, well, we have a German foreign exchange student living with us right now.
Fun.
We actually have 6 kids in our house right now, and I tell my children all the time. There will be a point I get to get rid of 2 of you.
Yeah.
And the jury's still out on which 2 of you I'm you know, we're going to find a way.
Right.
But we have a German foreign exchange student who's living with us right now. And she asked if Haley, because she went back to go visit, she said, could Haley come with me back to Germany? And I said, only if she sits down and watches Taken with me.
Yes, seriously.
Over my dead body.
So we sat down and Haley was like, are you seriously getting me? I was like, you need to do that. And every once in a while, I would just pause and I'd go, I do not have a particular set of skills. I need you to understand. I cannot do anything. Okay,
you're doomed. 5 minutes in, you're doomed. Yeah.
You're
going. Oh my gosh.
You're on like Priceline trying to figure out a flight. Like, that's my thing is with Liam Neeson. Like, they don't ever show like the boring details.
Oh, yeah.
He had to probably wait for a taxi, book a flight. There was probably like some baggage issues.
At some point.
Yeah, exactly.
The flight was delayed. I got to hang out.
That would be a funny video.
So that would be hilarious.
We hire Liam Neeson, but it's all the uninteresting stuff.
Yeah.
It's all Taken. But so, like, every time it cuts, it's like you can also watch Taken.
It's like eating an ice cream waiting for the plane.
Hey, Liam, whenever you're ready to be on the podcast, just let me know. I'll contact these guys and all.
He watches.
That's why I just talked to him.
Yeah, big fan.
So, anyways, you were saying.
My question regarding Haley.
Sorry.
Is she allowed to watch Twilight? And what age did you let her watch Twilight?
So, my wife, I mean, this goes without saying, but just to give credit where credit is due, my wife is way smarter than I am. Okay, and again,
you didn't have to tell
stuff we don't know. My wife had an agreement with the girls. It started with the Hunger Games.
Okay.
So Haley came to Nicola and she said, "Hey, I'd really like to watch the Hunger Games." And I think she was 13 or 14 years old. That I felt like, you know, it's just kind of on that edge. I'm probably being a little bit too conservative of dad, but you know, And so my wife looks at her and she says, read the books first and then watch the movie.
Genius. Dang. Genius.
And so she read the book and then she watched the movie and she read the next one. Well, then our second daughter, Lexi, got to be about the same age and she goes, okay, so I can watch it now too. And Nicholas said, if you read the books. Well, at that point, Lexi was not a book reader.
Yeah.
And now she is.
Dude, that's a good parenting move.
So they did that with each of them. And so
that's awesome.
We're going to do that with the girls for watching The Chosen. You have to read the whole Bible first.
Yeah.
I did it with the girls really want to watch Schindler's List.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm just going to have them do like a
We did it with the boys if they wanted to watch Cat in the Hat.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, hey.
You have to read.
No, it's pretty cool.
Dune.
That is really
before
cool.
Watching Dune 3.
No way.
That's a great tip, Kyle.
Thank you. Hey,
good parenting tip.
Have you seen that one where if you want to go out with my daughter, you have to come over and you have to finish a 1,000-piece puzzle on the dining room table before you ever go on the first date?
Yeah,
and so it's like it helps with communication skills, mm-hmm. with teamwork skills, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And it's like, and I can't imagine like how many times the puzzle's just been left. It's like
as I've gotten
never getting finished.
As I've gotten into this thing of Haley dating and praise God at this point, her boyfriend, great guy, but he's. Lives all on the other side of the states, and so I don't have to deal with the full impact of it. He'll work for us in the summertime, so he's coming out. And
that's fun.
And, no, he's great. He's a great kid. But all these dads are telling me like, did you do this? Did you do this? Like this one dad said, when the boy came over for the first time to take my daughter out on a date, he would toss him a bullet and he would say, write your name on it with a magic marker. and he'd say, okay. And he'd walk over, he'd grab it, and he'd say, the next time, this one is yours. And the next time it's coming at you a whole lot faster.
Yeah.
I'm now, like, I don't think I don't you
know,
can
I don't
say
know
it.
If you can do that.
Is that a threat?
No, no, like, imagine that. If that was your son. Like, your son was going out with a girl in town or something like that, and you found out the parents.
Heck no.
How would you feel? I'd be so mad.
If another parents was threatening your son. I'd
yeah, absolutely
Because it's such commonplace, like, have the shotgun out and stuff like that.
It sounds funny, but it's another dad said, I require a... like an hour and a half to 2 hour, like, I want you to come over prior and I just want to have a conversation with you. And he's like, I don't want to grill you. I just want to get to know you. He said one boy showed up too late. So his daughter had to go to work, and on the way out, she goes, good luck. Just, you know, I was like, wow. Okay. Yeah. Wonder how that conversation went.
Yeah.
Did Josh talk to anybody in your family at all before he?
Not dating, but.
Not dating. Well, you marriage. Would come over every Monday night for dinner.
Yeah.
Monday nights with Josh.
We had dinner together every Monday.
I'm here.
What are we eating?
And then I was going to MegaCon in Nashville when he had the conversation. He was like, I'm going to go over your parents for dinner tonight. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. What the?
And then everyone at the conference, I kept mentioning, I was just like, yeah, he has another engagement. He couldn't be here. And then later that week, you guys got engaged.
Ayo. Speaking of being engaged. The Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight?
Yes.
Have you heard anything about this?
I have.
Have you heard the rules?
No.
No.
This is insane.
Wild.
Okay. So, one, Jake Paul does not have to weigh in. Two.
Or be drug tested.
Two, does not have to be drug tested. Three, he wears headgear. Mike Tyson does not wear headgear.
It's because he doesn't want his ear bitten off.
Probably, which makes it really hard to knock someone out when you're wearing headgear, right? And then, four, he can tag team his brother Logan.
How, if they win, how is that even admirable?
It's not.
It's just an entertainment thing. It's not like a real, real boxing match. This is, it's Netflix. They're like, this is just a show.
What do they call it? They, exhibition fight?
Yeah. It's nothing like for real. But I mean, but hopefully I hope Mike Tyson doesn't hold back. Dude.
No,
yeah.
I hope he goes at it.
It's crazy.
Because have you seen him hit? Like, what he's still did? Like,
he's 57.
Yeah,
is he 57 or older than that? No, yeah, he's 57.
57. Yeah,
look at this. Hold on, keep talking.
No, he could absolutely beat the crap out of anyone in this room, but none of us are on.
But he might get winded. That's the tough thing. Jake Paul definitely has probably better stamina.
Well, I watched his last.
He's just gonna run in circles.
I watched his last fight. It was like a lot of swinging and hugging.
Watch this.
Kind of a letdown.
This is Mike Tyson, like right now.
Dude, one hit, I die.
So, Jake Paul saw that. He's like, can I wear a headgear?
That came out before the last fight.
What a goober.
Yeah, but I'm saying, this dude can just still.
That's crazy.
Listen, wild. I hit like that.
With your words.
I would love to see a boxing match between you two. That'd be great.
That'd be so sad.
Yeah, just a wife beating up her husband? That would be sad.
Seriously, because you would not fight back, right, Josh?
No.
He would say that, but then as soon as she gets one good hit on him, he'd be like, it would
he'd
just
see
red. It's just gone. Josh, please stop.
Yes!
Stop! She's done.
Oh, man.
With you guys.
Hey, I feel like I need to clarify something. So I said that we have six kids in our house, and I'm getting rid of two. It's only because.
With the bullet, that you, the name that you wrote down.
Because one of them is a foreign exchange student that we're sending out. The other one, my wife, is a surrogate for some other.
I saw that, and that's really cool.
Yeah, it is really, really cool. I just, I was thinking about it. I'm like, that sounds really weird. Like, families out there are like, you're getting rid of
one by one, we're getting rid of them.
How does that work? Does she hang out with the baby, like, while the
Nicola?
Baby's nursing? Yes.
Nicola hangs out with the baby all the time. In fact, I bought her a shirt that says extreme babysitting and another one that says it's not mine, I'm holding it for a friend. That's part of the stuff that we got to work through and we got to talk through right now, or we are talking through. It's pretty cool.
I think it's beautiful.
Really cool. It's amazing.
You guys,
you're beautiful. Stuff. Your whole family's beautiful. Everything is beautiful.
And I'm sick of it.
It's making me sick.
I'm sick of it. How do I have to hear?
It's too much beauty.
You know what's not beautiful?
What?
War.
Wow.
You know what's not beautiful?
Death.
Atomic bombs.
Genocide.
You know what's not beautiful? Racism.
You know what's not beautiful?
Wow, dude. That's a pretty big deal.
Tax fraud.
Well, depends.
You don't even have to pay it, though. That's the thing. Realistically, you don't even have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Josh told me.
Yeah, that's what you said last week, that you don't have to pay your taxes.
Well, you probably should.
Oh.
It depends on if you want to go to jail or not.
Oh.
But yeah, there is going to be an episode. Where are you going? We're wrapping up.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Too bad.
You are a strong woman. You could beat up Josh.
Yeah.
No.
So, actually, we talk about that all the time with our counselors prior to campers coming in, because we'll say, as soon as we like get to the preaching, we want everybody, you know, but somehow...
Everyone has to pee at that point.
Has to pee as soon as the Bible gets opened. And so I'll say to them, you need to remind them, they made it through a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fair.
You can make
10 breaks.
When we watched
Dune 2.
Dune 2, I had to pee 10 times.
Really?
Yes. And I have to pee right now.
Condition.
That's why I'm sitting all like this. My palms are literally sweating.
Knees weak, palms are sweaty?
Yeah.
Dude, can we please just get like a shower curtain thing that just wraps around your bottom so like you can literally just pee while you're on the pod?
Ew.
Let's do it.
The golf caddy.
Yeah.
Please let me go to the bathroom.
Okay, Kyle, we love having you on.
Hey, so good. Thanks
so much.
And
guess what? It's going to continue right after this on Patreon.
Hey, plug everything you need to plug.
Hey, I've got a podcast, Stacking Chairs, youth ministry podcast about all things youth ministry. Shout out to Josh. We got to start that back up again. Ninjas Are Butterflies gear. You got to get it. You can pick it up at SundayCool.com.
New shirt, yeah. SundayCoolSwag.com.
Absolutely.
New
shirt. Oh, man. Fantastic. Fantastic. Come and check out camps, Word of Life camps. We got
where do they go?
In Florida. We got them up in New York. You can search that at camps.wol.org. And so, yeah.
Couldn't afford a .com?
No, we're an organization.
Yeah.
How that works?
But if you want to, cut to it,
I thought .org was
wol.is/coast.
We're
wol.is/island. wol.is.
I never knew that.
If you are a parent of a teenager or a child, you want to send your kid to Word of Life camps.
It's the best.
You do know that education places are .edu, right? Because
it's all adding up.
It's sundaycool.edu.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for your school.
Yeah. All right, guys. We love you. Make sure to review us on everything. 5 stars. And goodbye.
Go download Patreon so you can have the extra episode. Go! Now! Yes!
Get me out of here!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful.
I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts!
You know what it sounded like is Bernice from Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. Dang it, Bernice.
Kyle, you're crazy.
Kyle, you're nutso, man.
Kyle, you're crazy, dude.
I'm about to eat all these Ferrero Rocher.
That's crazy. That used to be my nickname in high school.
Crazy Kyle.
Throw me one.
Hell yes.
Hard, Kyle.
Okay. Oh, do it again.
Dang.
There we go.
Bro, I'm about to get into Wordle.